October 24th, Bruce Olson.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Bruce is a Scandinavian-American Christian missionary, best known for his work in bringing Christianity to the Motolone Indians of Colombia and Venezuela. But on his very first trip into the jungle, Bruce walked in circles for hours. And when he stopped for the night, he had no machete, not even a tool to open his can of sardines. He sat on the trail with his mule, and when he realized that the mule wasn't scared, Bruce figured he would be all right too. Getting to all right had some hiccups, but welcoming this people to faith in Jesus was worth it. After years serving the Motolone people, on this date in 1988, Bruce was captured by a band of guerrilla terrorists who wanted to control the territory, and God rescued him again. Today's story takes place in the early days, when Bruce was first reaching out to the Motolone Indians.
Many men run from danger, but brave men run toward it and overcome. Weak and wounded, Bruce Olson stumbled onward through the jungle, and every time he slowed his pace, a hostile native jabbed him with an arrow. They led him forward to a clearing and then locked him up in an Indian longhouse. For days, he suffered there. An infection had spread from an arrow that had been pulled out of his thigh. His stomach ached from hunger, and pungent smells of burning monkey fur and parrot feathers gagged him. He was held captive for a month, but it seemed like an eternity. But Bruce never stopped praying. Then, one moonlit night, Bruce made his daring escape, and miraculously, he survived. Now he could go back to America, where he would be safe. But he didn't. Instead of running from danger, God would lead him to return to it. Years earlier, when Bruce was a teenager, he had heard a rousing sermon on the need to reach unreached people groups for Christ. This began an inner struggle. "Why can't I be your servant here in Minneapolis?" he had asked the Lord. But God didn't answer him. Instead, he slowly changed his heart until the idea of serving in a foreign land would become intriguing. South America had captured his interest, two countries in particular, Colombia and Venezuela. He knew he had to go. Once Bruce obeyed God and surrendered to the idea of going to the mission field, he became unstoppable. He was only 19 years old, and with only $70 in his pocket and no missionary backing to support him, he flew to South America. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Bruce prepared by spending several months adjusting to jungle life with a less aggressive tribe called the Yukos. He convinced six of them to guide him into Motolone territory. This was the expedition that had ended with Bruce's unfortunate capture. After escaping the Motolone captivity, Bruce again felt God prompting him to reach the Motolones for Christ. But this time, he left gifts on their trails and waited to see what they would do. When they appeared, they cautiously received him as harmless, even as a friend. God had granted Bruce's acceptance into the tribe. The Motolones even gave him a name, Ruchko. Incredibly, the Motolones had held an ancient belief that a tall prophet with yellow hair, just like Bruce had, carrying banana stalks, would one day appear and lead them to God. Knowledge of God would come to them, they felt, through these banana stalks. But Bruce didn't understand exactly what that meant. One day, though, when Bruce and the Motolones were hunting, they talked about the legend, and then they came upon two Motolones, one looking for God in a hole and the other over the horizon. Someone then sliced open a fallen stalk, and the inner leaves fell open, like the pages of a book. That's when Bruce got it. "This is it," he said. "This is God's banana stalk." He then took out his Bible and held it up. Then he proceeded to share the gospel in ways the natives could understand. Eventually, nearly the entire Motilone tribe began to walk on Jesus' trail through faith in Jesus Christ. No one could ever have suspected that a nearsighted, blonde, unassuming teenage boy would leave the United States to reach a tribe so fierce and isolated that he would be the first to contact them with the gospel. Yet Bruce Olson believed he was called to be like Jesus wherever it would take him, and he went. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. With Jesus, we can do anything he asks. Is God asking you to reach out to someone? Take a step of faith toward that person today. Many men run from danger, but brave men run toward it and overcome.
Well, hey man, Eric Bloom here, growth pastor at Landing Place Church in Commerce City, Colorado. Today's October 24th, and Bruce Olson is the man of the day. There's a few different themes that really stuck out for me in this video, and they're the ones of bravery and danger, as well as the role of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can hear just amazing stories like this and think like, man, well, what do I need to do? What do I need to shift? And I could not do that right now. Or, you know, all those different thoughts that we can have in response to, you know, compare another man's stories to our just current context. And I think as I just kind of sit and I'm just graciously reminded of just the Lord's work in each of our lives. And as I look at Bruce's story of him just not even wanting to go to Latin America, wanted to stay in Minnesota, but the Lord was the one who shifted his heart. And then Latin America started to, especially Colombia and Venezuela, started to intrigue him, as the story says. And so I just started thinking, men, where you're at today, where do you notice the Lord just shifting things within the way that you see things, or maybe things that you are intrigued about what God is doing in the lives of the people that maybe the people around you that you might not have been intrigued about in times past? I know for me, my wife and I, we just bought our first home a year ago, and we're in a really new neighborhood. And as a result, with everybody being new to the neighborhood, we've gotten to know our neighbors a little bit easier than we ever have in the past. And I know that as time has gone on, there's been more of this just this intrigue and this heart for my neighbors that has developed within me, to the point that last month I got to sit in my backyard with my neighbor who could be my dad. And he took me into the deep end of his life, like the 12-foot diving board deep end. And it was a great time to just listen to him. He asked questions, I asked questions, and I got to share the gospel with him through my testimony. I couldn't say that I've been that open to my neighbors in times past, but the Lord has shifted things in me. And so I just want to encourage you, man, where you find yourself today, what is the Lord stirring this intrigue for people in you? And also maybe even just awakening a desire for you to ask, God, will you give me your power to love those in front of me who you are leading me to share the love of Jesus with? So I want to encourage you guys, just take 5 minutes today. Process that question with the Lord and listen. Be blessed.